The shark came back like a juggernaut, spray flying from its fin as it headed straight at the Pearl Queen's bows. Finbar leaped to the tiller, shoving it hard over in the same direction as the shark was travelling. It hit forward. Whoom! Logalog ran to Finbar's assistance, shouting,
"Well done, Finn! You took most of the force out of that blow going the same way the shark did!"
Durry had run forward. He shouted from the bowsprit,
"The shark's gone under the water now! I can't see him!"
Pearl Queen shuddered fitfully.
"It's underneath now, scraping along the keel,"
said Joseph, pointing down. Finbar made ready with the tiller.
"Tell me where he comes up again, and now he's coming at us!"
Durry stayed forward. Joseph took the stern, while Roof and Fatch climbed into the lower rigging to port and starboard. Late afternoon shadows lengthened on deck. Sails flapped gently and rigging creaked as the four lookouts scanned the sea around them. Suddenly, Durry called out,
"Here it comes again, dead on forward!"
Finbar and Logalog were quick this time. They shot the tiller hard a port and were rewarded by Durry's cheer.
"Hooray! The shark never touched us that time!"
Silence again. Rosie sat with a towel in her mouth, eyes travelling back and forth. Joseph's paws gripped the rail. He shouted,
"Look out! It's coming at us from astern!" "No, wait. It's gone down again.
Roof, over by you!"
Roof Brush anchored his tail around the spar, screaming,
"The shark! The shark! Coming starboard side! Amidships!"
Again the sea otter and the shrew threw the tiller a port, Finbar muttering as they did,
"Can't get out of the way much if the rogue belts us amidships."
Boom! The entire ship shook sickeningly under the impact.
"Hog overboard! Durry's in the water!"
some beast yelled. The shark was a short distance away. Feeling the agitation caused by Durry's thrashing paws, it homed in on him, heading straight and swift as an arrow. Durry was being swept along level with the midships as Joseph yelled out,
"Get a line! Some beast throw him a line!"
Already the bellmaker was dashing to the rail. He saw it would be too late for Durry in a very short time. Without thinking, he grabbed the nearest thing, Foremole. Grasping the mole's footpaws firmly, Joseph shot him out through a gap in the rail, shouting aloud,
"Stretch out, Foremole! Durry, get hold of him, quick!"
The hedgehog practically leaped from the sea to grab Foremole's digging claws, and he held on like a leech.
"Ooh, here comes her shark!"
The vicious head lifted clear of the waves, mouth agape as it hailed itself at Durry. Joseph's grip on Foremole was like a vice. The powerful bellmaker lifted back his head, roaring at the sky as he gave an almighty heave.
"Ray!"